Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Respected viewers, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Hayat Online. May your acts of worship be accepted. What are the opportunities that we have during the month of Ramadan? We know that the month of Ramadan is a month that we can change ourselves. But what should we focus on? What are our main opportunities that we have in this month? One of them that we can mention is true spirituality or true life. The way that we define life in Islam is very differently than what we might be used to in the material realm. Life for us and our true existence is our spirit. And our true goal is to gain perfection, spiritual perfection, even though material perfection is good too. But our main purpose in life is to reach spiritual completion and perfection. When you look at some of the verses in the Quran, you, for example, in this verse that you have in 8:24, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلْرَسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لَمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ O you who have believed, respond to God and to the Messenger when He calls you that which gives you life. The message of Islam is the message of life. Throughout the 11 months that are not the month of Ramadan, we understand that we have been separated from God. And separation to God is equal to death, is equal to not living. And you have, in such days and nights, fasted, and you have worshipped God, and you have recited the Qur'an, and you have recited supplications. Therefore, you understand that you are much more alive, much more connected to God. So one of the greatest opportunities during this month is to connect to God, and that's going to give you true life. Many of you feel much greater about yourselves during this month. That is because this real reality that we are, our spirit is now connected to infinity, to power itself, to life itself. So therefore, we understand that this is one of the opportunities that we have during this month. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in a beautiful hadith, talks from, we say, narrated in Al-Irshad, La hayata illa bid-deen, that there is no life except through religion. Wala mawta illa bijuhud al-yaqeen. And there's no death except through denial of the certain truth. So again, Imam Ali alayhi salam is talking about life equating to tawheed, equating to religion. Religious life is what gives us true life. Many of us, we think that after death, there's annihilation, many people. But this is completely false. There's only a transfer. There's only a transfer to another stage of life. So therefore, we are building our eternity, we're building who we are, and what is going to happen to us in this world, and especially the opportunity that we have in the month of Ramadan, so that we can, inshallah, improve ourselves spiritually. When you look at other hadith, for example, al-dhikru lidhatul muhibbin, connection or remembrance of God that happens in this month, either you read ad-du'a al-iftitah, you read the du'as at nighttime, or you recite Qur'an, or you just do dhikr by yourself, remembering God, especially during iftar. This is a lidhatul muhibbin. This is a great sense of enjoyment for the believers. We are used to different types of enjoyment, different types of joys in this world. But I'm sure that you brothers and sisters can testify to this, that spiritual enjoyment that you reach, that connection that you have to God, those nights when your heart is broken and it is a dark night and you're thinking of your sins and you're thinking of how to repair your sins and how to return towards God. And such a night, and your tears are shedding, you understand that you have this lidhat and joy that you're talking to God and you're being forgiven. So take value of such nights. Make sure that these nights that you have, you give it for, inshallah, these programs that you have, the du'a majal programs that we have, recitation of Qur'an. And this, for you, brothers and sisters, will be hayat. Keep us all in your du'a, and goodbye. Join us for the next session, inshallah, tomorrow, and we're going to be talking about opportunities in the month of Ramadan. Take care. Assalamu alaikum.